निथाई गौर प्रेमानंदे श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा माई की, श्री अलालनाथ भगवान की, श्री काशी विश्वनाथ महादेव की, श्री महालक्ष्मी की, श्री गणपति भगवान की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा रिक्वेस्टिंग यू प्लीज चैंट लाउडली। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। हिंदी अनुवाद 92 पर उपलब्ध है। जिन लोगों को हिंदी सुनना है वो 92 FM पर हिंदी सुन सकते हैं। दिस वॉज द अनाउंसमेंट फॉर पीपल हु वॉन्ट टू हियर हिंदी ट्रांसलेशन एट FM 92। हरे कृष्णा। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माई हम्बल ओबेजेंसेस टू ऑल द सीनियर प्रभुपाद डिसाइपल्स, सीनियर डिवोटीज। प्लीज ब्लेस मी to make an attempt to speak about this holy place. Hare Krishna. By the unlimited mercy of Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada and our Sampradaya, especially Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj and our Acharyas, we have been blessed today to come to Alalanath. Hari Bol. Alalanath is a very special place. Extremely special place, and the speciality or the esoteric divine spiritual nature of this place has been revealed by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So as time is short, we will try to go through quickly. Alalanath is 8 miles from Jagannath Puri, 8 kroshas, 14 miles, around 24 kilometers from Jagannath Puri. In Satya Yuga, the beginning Satya Yuga, the first one, Lord Brahma came here. And there used to be a big, nice mountain here where he performed tapasya. Long time, exactly how many years, we don't know. But he performed long tapasya. At the end of the tapasya and the worship of Lord Narayan, Lord Narayan was very pleased. And Lord Narayan appeared to him in voice form, dhvani, darshan. So Lord Narayan spoke to him, "I am very pleased with you and with your worship. Please take one big stone of this mountain, one big stone, and carve my deity." He gave very big specifications. He said, "Carve my deity with 4 arms and with 4 symbols. That is Shankha, Chakra, Padma and Gada. Shankha is conch, Chakra is the disc, Padma is lotus flower and Gada is the club." And he said, "I want Kaustubh Mani on my chest. I want golden crown on my head. I want a garland of blue lotus flowers, Neel Kamal Mala. Also, I want Gajamani Mala. I want a mala of elephant pearls. I have to yet find out what is elephant pearls, but first time I came to know. Also, carve a Brahman thread on my chest. And please put a diamond ring in my finger. And Pitambar on my waist, एंड फाइनली डू नॉट फॉरगेट टू काव एंकल बेल्स ऑन माय फीट. दिस इज द एंटायर दर्शन ऑफ अलालनाथ. ऑल्सो इंस्टॉल गरुड़देव एट माय फीट. दिस वॉज हिज इंस्ट्रक्शन. This place will be known as Brahmagiri, as you have worshipped me over here. So I will like to name this place. Lord Narayan is telling Brahma. So thus, Brahmaji himself has carved the deity of Alalanath. Actually, it was before the deity of Lord Narayan. And I will, I don't know how many of you have gone to take darshan. How many of you have gone to take darshan? Most of you, I think. Hare Krishna. This is divine echo of the sound. So the darshan begins like this. You look at the, just inform them, too loud. So from lotus feet, there are two beautiful lotus feet with nice ankle bells. Yesterday the pujari showed me. Very, very beautiful ankle bells are there. And lots of tulsi is put on that. And then on the right side of the leg, I mean, near to right leg, there is a Garudadev Murti, very small Murti. Then you go on right side of the Lord, our left side, there is one deity of Saraswati Devi. Before that, in the deity of the Lord only, there is a long deity which is Rukmini and Satyabhama. That means Satyabhama on my left side, on Lord's right side, in the deity itself. And on the right side of that is Rukmini Devi. Rukmini and Satyabhama tell that it is Krishna's deity, because they will not come unless Krishna is there, right? They are not accompaniments of Lord Narayan. But Lakshmi Devi, Saraswati Devi are all opulent Aishwarya Bhav accompaniments. So if you see like this, Rukmini and Satyabhama. Then you go above, there is Lalita and Vishakha. And outside of that, separate deities are Lakshmi Devi and Saraswati Devi. Then you go up, then you find Chakra on the Lord's right hand. And above that is Lord Shiva's Murti in the deity of Lord Narayan. On this side, there is Chakra. That means Lord's left hand, Chakra. Above that, there is deity of Lord Brahma in the deity of Lord Narayan itself. Small, very small. And on the head of the Lord, there is a mukut, there is a crown, and on that there is an Amrut Kalash, which was derived from Samudra Manthan, and there are two lions which are guarding that Amrut Kalash. This is the entire darshan of Alalanath Bhagwan. Bolo Alalanath Bhagwan ki! Unless the worshippers of the Lord tell us about the details, we will never know these details. We will just come running, see here and there. At the same time, there is a beautiful story which also you can see that effect of the story on the Lord's body. When you see the Lord's hand holding the chakra on the right hand, you find some burn marks, very, very obvious burn marks are there. And this side, Shankha is there, very beautiful hand is there. And all of you will wonder where the lotus is. The lotus is in the hand here, small one. Generally he holds lotus like this, but here he is in this mudra. What is this mudra called? Abhaya Hasta Mudra, blessing. And Abhaya Hasta Mudra means he is Krishna. Vishnu is never in Abhaya Hasta Mudra. You have seen anywhere? Vishnu is never in Abhaya Hasta Mudra. He is always holding Shankha Chakra Padma Gada. So this Abhaya Hasta Mudra tells us that he is Krishna. And that is why Lalita Vishakha, Rukmini and Satyabhama, they are present there. So the story goes like this, that there was a Brahmana called Sri Ketana. And Sri Ketana was a pujari and he was serving the Lord. And then what happened was, he had to go out somewhere. I am cutting the story short. So he called his son Madhu. There is a small boy, and Madhu is a very playful boy, and the Lord explained, Sri Ketana's father explained to him how to offer the bhoga, how to offer the kheer and everything. And he went out for urgent work. So Madhu came with the plate. There was not only kheer, everything was there. And he went to play. He told the Lord that please have. I am going to play. I'll come back and take the plate away. So he played for a while. Supposedly the enough time to eat. But he came back and he saw there was plate as it is. Nothing was eaten. So he said, my Lord, my father has told me to tell you to eat and you are not eaten. Maybe they will get angry with me, my father and mother. Please eat. I will again go to play and come back. So he again went to play. And he came back. Again he didn't find anything to be eaten. As it is. The plate was as it is. So he cried. He cried like a small baby, very innocently, and pleaded to the Lord, please eat, my Lord. At that time, Lord just bent down, took everything and ate. And the plate was empty. So he was so happy that finally Lord ate. So he took the empty plate home and told his mother, Mata, Lord has eaten, this is a plate. So where is Mahaprasad? Says, no Mahaprasad, Lord has eaten everything. So she thought, Lord, the baby is very mischievous. Maybe he has eaten everything up. It's okay. But that was the only thing that the family would eat. So mother fasted. Baby also fasted. Next day again, same thing happened. Two times, three times, the Lord did not eat. Again, the boy Madhu cried. And the Lord ate. And the third also, the same thing happened. The mother was really nervous that our boy is becoming really notorious. And third day the father came back. And mother told the full story that 3 days we are fasting, there is no food. Everything the Lord is eating, that's what the boy is claiming. So he was very upset with the boy. He said, what nonsense. Lord never eats. The deity of the stone never eats. This is the father's mood. So he said, I will see now. You take the plate and go and I will watch. And that time, he sat down and he was offering because it was his the test. Otherwise, he would be proved as a stealer or a thief. And he would be punished. So the Lord has to now respond. So he requested, please, my Lord, please eat. And the father was hiding behind the pillar or whatever, curtain. And the boy was pleading. And the Lord bent down and picked up the pot of hot kheer. And he was about to eat that, which was watched by Sri Ketan, the father. So he jumped on the Lord's body and on the hand and held the hand. Don't eat. If you eat, what we will eat? We are depending only on this food. And in that activity, which was like harsh from Sri Ketan's side, not harsh from Lord's side, but Sri Ketan was quite aggressive. He just held the hand. And that time the pot of the kheer, which was quite to the brim, hot, spilled over the hand of the Lord and something on the right side of the chest also. And the Lord's hand burned. The Lord was quite upset. Of course, he doesn't need to be upset. But everything what he does, because somebody asked me one question, why the Lord did this and why did he do that? So the Lord has to teach lessons in every activity he does. It's not activity without any lesson. Every activity is filled with lesson, life strengthening, nourishing lesson. So he told Sri Ketan, you are a materialistic person. I do not accept anything with faithless people like you, from faithless people like you. I don't need to accept. I only accept offerings with love, offered by my devotees, made with love. So I accepted all these items because of love of your son. But you are a rascal. So I will not accept. And then the local, Lokavadanti, that means the local folks, they tell that it's not anywhere supported by scriptures, but local people tell that the Lord cursed Sri Ketan, that all your vamsha will be destroyed. They all will die, except my dear Madhu, your son. So in the course of time, first result was the hand was burnt, some part of chest was burnt. And the boy was quite stunned to see the interaction of his father with the Lord. He didn't expect that. But anyways, in the course of time, the father died and all the family relatives, the full vamsha, the full generation also died. And who remained was only Madhu. So this is the pastime that took place here. So today also, for the sake of exhibiting the love of his devotee, the Lord tolerated the burns in the hand and also did the needful for those who are not faithful. So we all have to understand the similar story is there with Raghunandan Thakur also. Raghunandan Thakur. So we have to learn from this that he is not hungry of anything. He is Vaikunthanath. He doesn't have to depend on our offerings. We need to offer him. But what he needs is our love. So that love, when it is there, then even if it is dry chapati or something very poor kind of food stuff, he eats with great relish, like Shabri's half-bitten berries. It's like contaminated in one sense. But the Lord told Lakshman also, you just keep quiet, don't disturb, let this go on. Then I'll explain to you. Lakshman was quite disturbed when Lord was eating the half-eaten berries of Shabri. So the message is that, yome bhaktya prayachati. Whatever is offered with love and devotion, I accept. And I don't need anything that is offered in the plate. I need the love with which it is offered. So, South Indian Brahmins were brought one time here. Before that, there was a story that King Purushottam Dev was one time going to Kanchipuram to attack the king for a war. And he was passing by this area. When he passed by this area, he heard a sound loud enough for him to hear that I am here, please come. I am here for a long time, nobody is worshipping me. Please come and worship me. If you worship me, arrange for my worship, then I will bless you to win the war. I will bless you with the victory. So the king got down and he saw in the bushes the beautiful deity of Alaranath. So he arranged for two Brahmins to worship. He went to the war, he won the war. And he came back. And since that time, the worship of this deity is under Jagannath temple only. Because the king, whoever the king is, he is, what is the current king's name? Gajapati? Okay. So, all those are the descendants of King Prataprudra. But Purushottam Dev is father of Prataprudra. So, since that time, because the king, whoever is the king, is supposed to be by default custodian of the Jagannath temple. He controls and, you know, guides and inspires them for worship. He provides also. So they only started worship. So today also by the tradition, Jagannath temple is offering services over here. Their representatives are worshipping over here. In the meantime, I don't know the chronology, what is first afterwards, but followers of Ramanujacharya from Sri Sampradaya, from Sri Rangam, came here one time and they started worshipping. And their worship was so meticulous and it became so famous that the Lord came to be known as Alvaranath, the Lord of Alvars. Alvars are the typical people who are there in South India and Sri Rangam. There were, I think, 8 Alvars. They were great, 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 unusual devotees of the Lord. They did so many things which are not conventional as per the scriptures or as per the etiquettes. But they were deeply devoted to Lord. So, I think some of them came here and they worshipped the Lord for a long time. This is the historic aspect. Now, there is one story of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Mukunda. So Mukunda was attracted to the forearm form of the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya was quite upset with him. Lord Chaitanya did not like anybody worshipping except Krishna. So Advaita Acharya came to know that Lord is very upset with Mukunda. And then he asked Lord, "My Lord, why are you upset with Mukunda?" Advaita Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "He is attracted to the forearm form of Vishnu." He said, "What is wrong? He is a devotee. Lord Vishnu also is a Lord." So he said, "But we are attracted to the two arm, Dvibhuja Murli Krishna." So still, "My Lord, he is innocent devotee. Don't be upset with him." प्लीज ब्लेस हिम बाय पुटिंग योर टू लोटस फीट ऑन हिज हेड एंड गिव हिम दैट इंटेलिजेंस स्पिरिचुअल इंटेलिजेंस टू एंड मेक हिम अट्रैक्टेड टू टू आर्म विष्णु फॉर्म होल्डिंग द फ्लूट By the request of Advaita Acharya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did put his two lotus feet on the head of Mukunda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki! And then Mukunda got naturally attracted to the two form of Krishna. Hari Bol, two arm form of Krishna. So, without the mercy of a devotee, one cannot get the blessings of the Lord. The whole pastime took place because Advaita Acharya wanted Mukunda not to be deprived of Lord's mercy. Especially not that Lord should be upset with him for any reason. Mukunda was a very nice devotee, so Advaita loved him very much. So now from this story we can understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very particular and focused on the two-armed form of Krishna playing this flute. How? Lord Jagannath also is a very unusual form. Na? Jagannath is a very unique form. Jagannath, the way he is, people come to see him in Bhaktivedanta Hospital also. The first thing they ask, why is he like this? Like His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj asked, what is that on the shelf? That itself is the beginning of the preaching that starts that time. So Lord Jagannath, the way he is, but when from Athara Nala Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the temple, the dome and the chakra, what he saw? He saw a baby boy Krishna calling him, come, please come. So that's why the Lord first offered Dandavas and he ran like wind to Jagannath Puri from Athara Nala. And he said again when he came to near the Lord's temple, again he saw that baby boy calling him, come. And then finally, when he entered the temple, what did he see? He saw the form of Lord Krishna in Tribhanga, three times bent, three places he bent Tribhanga Vigraha, playing his flute. And he fell unconscious. That's what we hear, right? So even Jagannath Puri also, even though Lord Jagannath is having an unusual form, he was always seeing Sri Krishna only. So he stayed there for a long time and then what happened? Then the first time when he came, he went to South India, right? And came after 6 years. But the first Rath Yatra time before that, he saw the Lord took bath. And the Lord took bath and the Lord got sick. Then he came to know that darshan is going to be closed now. Lord is having fever. So door is closed. Nobody can go. He is on the strict diet of Ayurvedic herbs and liquids. So how long he will be sick, not declared. But we know it is 15 days, right? So the Lord got very, 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 very upset, very sad, very morose. And someone told him that there is a beautiful deity of Alalanath, 24 kilometers from here. So he actually ran from there. He didn't walk. He just ran like wind from there 24 kilometers. And came here and he saw the four-armed form of Vishnu, right? So the question comes, why did he come? If he's not so attracted to four-arm Vishnu form, why did he come running over here? Because as soon as he came here, he saw the Lord two-armed playing upon his flute. And as soon as he did that, he fell on the ground unconscious. And when he fell down, that particular stone which he fell down upon melted with the ecstasy of love of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And whichever part, he fell down, of course, in Dandavat position, right? Prone position. So the forehead, the shoulders, or the arms, or the elbows, or the knees, or whatever parts of the bony, prominences, whichever was touching the body, we call Sashtanga Dandavat. At least 8 angas are touching the ground. Everywhere it was melting. We don't know any technology in science with which one can melt the stone. We know how to melt the iron or gold or silver, anything can be liquid. But stone, no science has up till now come out any technology. Only one technology, spiritual technology of love in separation. Burning in separation. That only has melted the stone. In Vrindavan also, wherever Krishna played the flute, इन काम्यवन, इन ही वॉज वॉकिंग इन नंदगांव माउंटेन और इन छोटी बठैन, बड़ी बठैन और इन सो मेनी प्लेसेस. वेर एवर कृष्णा प्लेड फ्लूट द स्टोन मेल्टेड एंड देर इज चरण पहाड़ी, चरण चिन्ह. वन टाइम सनातन गोस्वामी वॉज वॉकिंग, सो कृष्णा प्लेड फ्लूट ऑन द गोवर्धन माउंटेन एंड ही संक इन द स्टोन एंड देन ही स्टॉप प्लेइंग. द स्टोन गॉट रिफॉर्म्ड, ही पिक्ड अप द स्टोन एंड गिव इट टू सनातन गोस्वामी टू मेक परिक्रमा. सो द पॉइंट इज ओनली लव, डिवोशन, स्पिरिचुअलिटी इंटेंसली एग्जिबिटेड कैन मेल्ट द स्टोन. सो दैट स्टोन इज देयर इन टेम्पल, नॉट इन टेम्पल, इन दिस टेम्पल. यू गो आउट ऑन द लेफ्ट साइड ऑफ द लॉर्ड, आवर राइट साइड, द नाइस टेम्पल मेड ऑफ षडभुज गौरांग महाप्रभु एंड अंडर दैट इज अ नाइस, आई थिंक इट इज मोर देन 8 feet by 6 feet एंड हाइट अबाउट 2 feet, सॉलिड स्टोन एंड इज सपोज टू बी द ओनली स्टोन रिमेनिंग फ्रॉम ब्रह्मगिरी, द माउंटेन ऑन विच ब्रह्मा मेडिटेटेड एंड वर्शिप नारायण. इन द कोर्स ऑफ टाइम द स्क्रिप्चर्स टेल दैट द माउंटेन जस्ट डिसअपियर्ड बाय द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ कलियुग एंड वॉट रिमेन्ड वॉज ओनली दैट स्टोन. सो एट वन पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम द डिवोटीज ब्रॉट दैट स्टोन एंड पुट इट इन दिस टेम्पल. सो दैट इज द ओनली ब्रह्मगिरी रिमेनिंग नाउ, नाउ एडोन विथ the holes or the indentations or small kind of water puddles on the stone, maybe 20 of them, 25 of them are there filled with water. They are offering tulsi flowers and worship. That is called Prem Shila, which has been melted, which has melted by the ecstatic loving experience of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So and the Lord stayed here in the Anavasara period. Now let's go into Anavasara period. What is the Anavasara period which has caused the Lord to come here? There is one story of a devotee called Madhav Das. This devotee was an ardent devotee of Lord Krishna. He stayed in Vrindavan for a long time, then he came to Jagannath Puri. He was a real, real deep but simple innocent devotee of the Lord. He started staying at the bank of the ocean of Jagannath Puri. And in those days, it was all lonely place. Especially in the night time, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. I hope I am audible to you. I will try my best to be audible to you. You can keep the speakers, bring the speakers. Huh? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Bring, bring, whatever you have. I think I will try my best. Don't worry. So what I was telling? Ha! Madhav Das, Madhav Das. So that time the ocean of Jagannath Puri was a lonely place. And also dangerous to be at the night time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So he was lying there, and suddenly he got loose motions. And it is called as Sangrahani. Sangrahani means a very severe loose motion. That means you fall on the ground and you can't even get up. In medical language, you get hypotension, hypoglycemia, dehydration, everything. And you just cannot get up and you keep passing and passing and passing and passing only. I think you leave it here. So he was passing the motion and he was so much helpless and weak. Suddenly in the middle of the night, one boy came there. And Madhav Das also was quite unconscious in one sense. He had no senses, no alert. So weak he was. He could not understand what's happening. The boy came and cleaned him. Again next day he came and cleaned him. Again next day he came and cleaned him and Madhav Das came to certain consciousness and he realized somebody is cleaning me. Hare Krishna. Koi baat nahi, I will hold, don't worry. It's all right, it will disturb the situation. So I'll repeat again. Madhav Das got very severe dysentery. Because of that, he became extremely weak. He was lying on the bank of the ocean, passing loose motions and losing water, nutrition, blood pressure, everything. And he also was quite unconscious. We call glani. Glani means you're like not fully unconscious, but like completely lost connection with the world outside. And the boy came, unusually a boy came in the middle of the night and cleaned him 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. And the few days he became conscious. Ek minute, Shanti Rakhna Bolo. So, after some time he became conscious that somebody is cleaning me. And he also realized that who can come here in the middle of the night? Who can dare to come here? So he said, who are you? And you are cleaning me every day. Please tell me who are you? Reveal yourself to me. So Lord said, the boy said, I'm a young boy. I'm just passing by here. He said, come this side, please. Come inside a little bit. Please make them feel quiet. So he said, he realized that in the middle of the night, who can come here? So he told, who can come here in the middle of the night except you, my Lord? Please reveal yourself. Still he said, no, I'm a simple boy. I was just passing by here. And later on he kept coming. This total 15-day story. The Lord kept coming and finally he said, I'm not going to allow you to touch me, because he was quite better for a few days. So he had some strength to get up and run away also. He said, I'm not going to allow you to touch me. What are you doing? What kind of service you are doing? Such a, unacceptable service you are doing to me. Cleaning my stool and urine. Finally, Lord had to show him his darshan. And now it is very clear, Lord Jagannath. And he was cleaning the stool and urine off Madhav Das. And finally he said, no, my Lord, you can't just do this. This is too embarrassing for me. I'm here to serve you and you are serving me in such a way. I just cannot believe. Please, Lord, if you feel so bad for me that I'm suffering here, why don't you just mitigate my miseries? You are the Lord. You can do anything what you want. He said, no. Totally 30 days suffering is remaining in your life. 15 days are over. 15 days are remaining. You will have to suffer these 15 days. So Lord said, Madhav Das said, and my Lord, you just delete my 15 days and send me back to home. I had to got it. He said, no, I cannot do that. Somebody else has to take it up from you and then you can be released. That can be done. He said, nobody is here. I will take your 15 days of suffering. The Lord accepted 15 days of suffering of Madhav Das, whatever is written in his karma. And immediately Madhav Das was released from that. He became completely alright and he went back home, back to Godhead on that same day. And those 15 days are the Anavasara period where Lord assumes or appears to be sick, having fever. So you may ask, so one time 15 days would have been over, na? Why every day? Why every year? That is because of love of Madhav Das. This is one of the reasons. Second reason why Lord falls ill is because whole the year he is with his brother and sister and bodyguard, and hardly he gets time to meet his wife. He meets his wife when she is offering food, but not in privacy, not in seclusion, not in ekanta. So this is another reason he spends 15 days with his wife, alone. That is why he gets into anoisa. Now, he said Madhla Panji, right? Madhla Panji is a Odia scripture ordained by Lord Jagannath only to the Jagannath Pujaris. It is nowhere in the Vedic scriptures. But still it is considered bona fide because it is spoken by the Lord. There is one place in Jagannath Puri which is like a temple, small temple, where from ground level to ceiling level there is a stacking or collections of Bhurja Patra, the leaves on which the scripture is written. And it is worshipped with kumkum, haldi and many things, chandan, by the head pujari only. Only head pujari can go in and read that. Even other pujaris cannot go and read that. And it's a very unusual kind of scripture. Some things when some pujaris explain to us, we have come to know that is mentioned in that scripture somewhere that in the course of time, listen very carefully, in the course of time, devotees will come from Russia and will attract the attention of Lord Jagannath एंड लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ विल रन अवे टू रशिया फ्रॉम जगन्नाथ पुरी. Because you know, there are millions of devotees now in Russia, and how eager and how keen and how intense they are when they come to India, and they are always attracting the attention of the Lord. When I came to Vrindavan first time, all devotees were American everywhere. Now when I go to Vrindavan, I see Russian everywhere. There's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Russian colonies, and in every shop in Lohi Bazaar, there are Russian translators, Brajbasi boys speaking fluent Russian. Fluent Russian. Can't imagine. Like that. So that's why this one mentioned, so they are very scared of especially foreigners, but still Russians. They know Lord is so much fond of devotees, he just gives up his position and runs away. You know, with the devotees. Shri Radhe Shyam. Hari Bol. हरि हरि बोल. जय ललनाथ भगवान की जय. हरि बोल. उधर रखो नीचे रखो. दिस हैपन्स इन वृंदावन ऑल्सो वेन एवर आई सिट फॉर लेक्चर्स दे कीप कमिंग इन बिटवीन विद देयर लव एंड अफेक्शन. So, in Manjala Panji, that is called as Manjala, Madla Panji or Manjala Panji. In that it is mentioned that Lord Jagannath told Indradumna, the person who, yesterday we heard the story, the person who invited Lord Jagannath in the Daru Brahma, all the Leela. So after installation, the Lord told Indradumna, I am feeling very hot. And the king is the topmost servant of Lord Jagannath. Amongst 119 types of servants that they are there in Jagannath Puri, in family tradition, the king is the topmost. So he takes meeting of all the 119 types of servants, families, and decides that Lord Jagannath should be taken for Nauka Vihar for 21 days to Narendra Sarovar. So this began on Akshaya Tritiya Day. Today also on Akshaya Tritiya Day, Chandan Yatra starts at Nauka Vihar, that is boating pastimes in Narendra Sarovar. That is called as Bahiri Chandan Yatra, external Chandan Yatra. So it goes on every day. They put Chandan on him and they take palanquin, and you know, 7 palanquins go to Narendra Sarovar, the Lord with Saraswati and Lakshmi and 1 palanquin, and second is Ram Govinda, and there are 5 more palanquins from Pancha Shiva, Lord Shiva, say reach at Narendra Sarovar, and they have worship, and people are worshipping them on the way also, then worshipping finally, and then on the boat and enjoying. 21 days passed, Jeshta Shukla Ashtami, up to that time. From Vaishaka, Shuddha Tritiya to Jeshta Shukla Ashtami, 21 days. Say the Lord, chilling King Indradumna, I am still feeling hot. So then again they had meeting, and the king Indradumna shifted him to one place called Anasarapindi. Anasarapindi is a place which is made of bamboo sticks. Pitch dark inside. Only one small lamp and one diamond to give light. And only one pujari goes inside. And no one else is allowed. Even demigods come to Jagannath Puri and worship Jagannath at a certain time. Everywhere in South India, in Srirangam temple, Udupi temple, you go to Tirupati temple, you go to many other temples, Badrinath also, there is a particular time when Lord is worshipped by demigods, headed by Indra. But in Anavasara, that 15 days time, Anavasara is not yet begun. Now only Jeshta Shukla Ashtami has come, and Lord is telling, I am feeling hot. So he is shifted to Anasara Pindi, that particular room. Only one pujari goes at time. And then he said, I am still feeling hot, please give me bath. Apply chandan to me. So something like 2.5 kilos to 15 kilos of chandan, sandalwood, is what is that process called in English? Grinding and making a paste. So 2.5 kilos to 15 kilos of chandan is applied to the Lord every day inside that Anasarapindi. 21 days go by. Strict home quarantine. No light, no sound. And there is one temple called Ghatuwari Mandir. Ghatuwari means in Odia language, it's called where you grind the chandan, the sandalwood, and make paste. Ghatuwari Mandir. And there are Ghatuwari Sevaks, the servants. One family only, generation after generation, they keep doing the same seva. And they offer the chandan. 21 days pass. The Lord tells, I am still hot. By this time, it is Ashada month, second day of the first fortnight. Ashada Shuddha Dvitiya. The Lord said, now you please give me bath. I will feel a little better. So there is one place in temple which is called as Shunakuwa. Shunakuwa means golden well. That is guarded by one Devi called Shitala Devi. You can find out when you go. Ask for them. They'll tell you Shitala Devi temple. Shitala Devi is the Devi which guards that well for all the time in the year. And it is used only for one day, on that particular day, to give bath to the Lord. How they are giving bath? They draw 108 pots of water from the well. 35 of them are offered on Lord Jagannath. 33 of them are offered to Lord Balaram. 22 of them are offered to Subhadra Devi. And remaining 18, 90 are over. So 18 are offered to Sudarshan Chakra. This is how Lord takes public bath. And after Snan Yatra, the Lord gets sick. The Lord gets sick. And he gets fever. And now it is quite a serious affair. Annavasara Kal starts. And that is the time, I told you all this story because that is the time when Lord Chaitanya became restless. And he came running to Alalana. So Thakur Bhaktisthana Saraswati explains that Govardhan Parikrama is also around 24 kilometers. So there is another story in Krishna Leela that Lord started his Vasanti Ras, spring Rasa Leela, springtime Rasa Leela in Chaitra Purnima day, full moon day of Chaitra month. And that time Balaramji came running and he saw the Lord performing Rasa Leela. But he was walking over the Govardhan mountain. He saw, I am so tall, I can be seen. I want to see, but I don't want to be seen. So he bowed down in the form of offering Dandavat. That is called as Dhoka in our local language in Braj. And in that form, while watching Rasa Leela, he became ecstatic. He became like stamba. He became like wood. And when he bowed down, his mukut fell down and it melted the stone and entered the stone. It is called Mukut Shila. All this is on Govardhan mountain, so we cannot enter that and see this darshan. But when the Lord performed Rasa Leela, naturally at some time the gopis became little proud and the Lord thought, I should disappear. So Lord disappeared and he thought, we'll have some fun. So Lord went for some further distance and stood there in the form of four-armed Narayan deity. But live, not a murti. And it is said by Thakur Bhaktisthana Saraswati that the way the gopis were searching, they searched all over Govardhan. Almost they did full parikrama. And this is out of the parikrama, but in the parikrama only, there is some parikrama called as Dirga Parikrama, long parikrama, which is 40 kilometers. Our Sanatan Goswami was performing that 40 kilometers parikrama. We do 22 kilometers parikrama, around that, 20-24 kilometers. And Brijvasis do also half, 7 kilometers, 7 kroshas, 14 miles. Anyways, so they came in the end to this place where Lord was standing in forearm form, holding Shankha Chakra Padma Gada. And then gopis were searching, you know, everywhere. And they suddenly saw Lord Narayan. So they bowed down. Om Namo Narayanaya. Our obeisances to you. But no more discussion. After obeisances to you, the straight next question is, have you seen our dear Krishna? Which is, if we are not actually used to understand what is the meaning of standing in front of Lord Vishnu. We don't know what is the meaning of that. What kind of aura is there? What kind of opulence and what kind of overwhelming presence of Lord Vishnu is there? So if we all see Lord Vishnu, we will not ask, where is my mother? But they were so much enamored by the separation feelings of Krishna, they asked only one question: have you seen our Krishna? Where has he gone? I don't know which hand, but one of the hands holding four items, one of the hands he said, this way. So instantly, without saying anything more, any praises, no Purushukta, nothing, just ran to that direction, told by Vishnu, believing that Vishnu knows everything. Vedaham sarasamatitani. And in the end, Radharani came. Radharani was, there was a bumblebee which was going around Radharani's face, going, and she thought, because he's black, dark colored, so she thought he is Krishna in the bhava, in trance. So she started talking to that bumblebee, sometimes giving bad words, what kind of a rascal you are, you always give us up, and you know, you don't have any love, you don't care for us. And suddenly, repenting for what she has said, she said, oh Krishna, please don't feel bad, I love you, where are you, why you left us, like all kinds of mixed emotions, sometimes laughing, talking to the bumblebee. In that situation, she was walking behind the gopis, and suddenly in that trance, she saw Vishnu. And she asked the same question after offering pranams. Have you seen my Krishna? But there's a difference between the gopis asking and Radharani asking. When Radharani asked that question, the way she asked that question, it was so intense and emotionally surcharged, spiritually surcharged, melting the heart of Krishna, who is standing in disguise as Vishnu. So it is explained there that Lord Vishnu, who is Krishna, didn't understand where his two arms went. The two arms just disappeared. And beyond his control, the remaining two arms came together, the flute appeared and started playing flute. He didn't know, he was not doing it himself. It was just happening to him. That is the power of love of Radharani. The two arms just melted and two arms just came in the form of playing flute. And that's how the hiding form of Krishna in the form of Vishnu was revealed. And we in Hindi we say, Bhanda phod diya. The secret was broken. Krishna could not anymore hide in the form of Vishnu. He had to be forcefully revealing himself as he was, that is Krishna. So this place is called Petha. Petha in Sanskrit is called Pravishtavan. Pravishta is Pravesh, entering. So Krishna entered that forest. That's why it's called as Pravishtavan. Why he entered that forest? He entered a cave, which is called as Pravishta Gufa. He entered that cave underground, went underground under Govardhan, and lifted Govardhan by left hand. And then put it on the last finger. So this is that place where Vishnu appeared. Immediately lotus flower appeared. Immediately Skir Sagar appeared. The milk ocean also appeared. Today also if you go, there are multiples of large water reservoirs. They are all together Skir Sagar. But because of change and time, some place land is there, something is there. And that lotus is that temple where now Lord is standing with four arms. Where you go and take darshan now in Petha Gaon is that lotus. You are entering on the lotus. And around that lotus is Kshir Sagar. By this pastime, the Lord gave entrance to milk ocean in Braj and accommodated him in Braj Leela. So Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, let's keep it down. Fine. No problem. Okay, I'll just read it, I'll not go on narrating this in detail. So Thakur Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati came here first after his sannyas on 29th March 1918. He came on 3rd July 1918 with 23 devotees, and Alalnath Pujari was very happy to receive them, and he fed them Anna Prasad and satisfied them. Rupa Vilas Das Prabhu has written the book in which he explains, in this visit, Lord Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj entered in deep trance. Generally, we have heard he is a very serious person, very grave, knowledgeable, Simha Guru, defeating everybody. He had a different aura, very powerful aura. Mayavadis would run away. But when he came here, he actually went in ecstasy. And 3 days he remained in ecstasy. He did not know where he was, Actually, he went, offered dandavat, and he went somewhere alone, and for the people he was lost for 3 days. And he remained in trance for 3 days. After 3 days, he came into consciousness, not knowing where he was. It took a lot of time for him to understand where he was, and people also found him. And in that trance, he had a deep realization that this place is non-different from Pravishtavan. What I described to you, the Leela took place in Govardhan, where Chandra Sarovar is formed. After that, Lord kept on dancing, and the sweat drops and the tear drops came from the body of Krishna and all the gopis and Radharani, and formed a pond called Chandra Sarovar. Chandra put some Amrut drops and finally melted in that Sarovar, the water reservoir. It's called as Chandra Sarovar. So he realized that this place is not different from Petagaon, and he revealed. And that revelation is our glory, our fortune, because only in our sampradaya this glory is known. Everybody else worships, even the pujari will tell you, Narayan ka, Narayan form is his Narayan form, and forearm form shows all the four items holding. But only Gaudiya Vaishnavas know that is actually Krishna. We worship him as Krishna holding the flute, and common men see him and worship him as Lord Narayan. Then he was unconscious, okay. Then he also explained, because finally when he woke up at the one pond, big pond, and he revealed to everybody, this is not different from Radha Kund. This is the place where Alalanath goes for Chandan Yatra every year for 21 days, like Lord Jagannath goes to Narendra Sarovar. And this place is not different from Radha Kund. And he also said, where Lord Brahma performed his worship of Narayan, which is called Brahmagiri, it is not different from Govardhan. Hello, Giriraj Govardhan ki! So 24 kilometers, Lord came running from Puri to this place searching for Lord Krishna. Gopis also were searching Krishna almost 24 kilometers, running around Govardhan to search for Krishna. He also would take rest many times at the bank of Radha Kund, close by here. Next, he came in 1922. He desired to build a Gaudiya Math temple over here. He got 20 acres of land. And in that place, being Brahma's place of worship, he named this place, ashram, as Brahma Gaudiya Math. It is not another branch of Gaudiya Math that he made. Just to commemorate Brahma's worship here, he gave it name as Brahma Gaudiya Math. Next, he came in 16th May 1929. He saw the current Jagannath temple very, very dilapidated. He felt sad, and with the permission of local priest, they formed a trust and they began the renovation. The project was complete in 1930, within one year. And to hasten the process, it is explained that he also rolled the bidis for the workers, because they would spend enough time in rolling the bidis and wasting and then smoking. So to save that time, not to encourage them to smoke, but they were anyway going to smoke and waste time. So he rolled the bidis also. That kind of dedication and yukta vairagya he had. 1930, the renovation completed. The article of the renovation came in Harmonist magazine, written by local project in charge, Paramananda Brahmachari Vidyaratna. Then Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati installed Parshva Devata, Vamandev, Narsimhadev, Varavdev on the three walls of temple. He made the gateway, two lions at the entrance, and at the huge cost of 128 rupees. We are talking about 1930s, not now. 128 would be maybe many, many crores of rupees, or many, many millions of dollars. He made gateway, okay. The Singhadwar was the joint project of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and Sri Yukta, local Mahanta, Gadadhar Yamuna Das. In 1929, he came, the head pujari of Alalanath presented him a small deity. Now, Alalanath also was under renovation. One thing I must tell you, that all Jagannath Puri, as per the local old sannyasi residents of various sampradayas, they tell wherever you dig in Jagannath Puri, up to Katak, where there's four kshetras, Shankha Kshetra, Chakra Kshetra, Gada Kshetra, this is Shankha Kshetra, where we are. But all over the place, wherever you dig, you will find either deity of Narsingadev, Hanumanji, or Lord Shivalinga. Everywhere.
There also Mahalakshmi temple is there. When I came in 2009, there was no Mahalakshmi temple. That time they had just dug and they found that huge deity of Mahalakshmi. Very, very special deity of Mahalakshmi. And near Mahalakshmi you will see there are on each side Varaha Dev Murti is there. And each side also there is Narasimha Dev Murti is there. Different Murti. One small Murti down here of Varaha Dev, big Murti. All I asked them, they found in the excavation on the ground. So when they were renovating Alalnath temple that time, they found one deity of Alalnath underground. And they put in the temple and worshipping. One day, Lord Alalnath himself came in the dream of Chief Pujari and told that, I want to be worshipped by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Please give this deity to him. So they immediately woke up and came in the morning after bathing. He came to Gaudiya Math temple, Brahma Gaudiya Math temple. And there he asked, who is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati? So there is a place where, today also you can see, Bhajan Kutir is there, where he used to stay. So the disciples took that person to their Guru Maharaj. And that deity was offered to him, telling that Lord Alalnath wants you to worship him. So that small deity of Alalnath is there in the Gaudiya Math temple. The pujaris will show you, they will bring in front of him and show it to you. Show him to you. Okay? On 14 July 1931, Gopi Gopinath deities were installed by Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was installed, that is called Gaudiya Nath. And one more small deity is there, Gandharvika Giridhari. And Alalnath. So what you see in the Gaudiya Math temple is standing big black Krishna, white Radharani is Gopi Gopinath. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bigger than that on the right of Krishna is Gaudiya Nath. And below small is Gandharvika Giridhari and next to that is Alalnath Bhagwan. I am ending now. At that point when he did that in 1934, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati made a prophetic statement. Please listen very carefully. We must take Lord Jagannath by aeroplane to Eastbourne, London. There, as soon as you take Jagannath, Alalnath, Gaudiya Nath and Gopinath will appear automatically. We must install Lord Chaitanya's deity everywhere in the world. Otherwise, there will be no hope for auspiciousness for the human race in this world. And this prophecy was made true by our dear founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. At the centennial year 1996, Gaur Govinda Swami, a dear disciple of Srila Prabhupada, decided to renovate the whole place again. And you can see on this temple on right side, like this hall is there, exactly mirror image, there is another hall. That hall was built, a hall for Kirtan and Prasadam. A large welcome gate along the road. What you see, the white big one, lion was made by Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta. Then they were renovated by Gaur Govind Maharaj and the big gate was made. A new deity kitchen for cooking for the deities, Lord Alalnath, and a small temple of Lord Shiva. Which is when you come in the temple, just on the left side, you have to turn, U-turn, left turn. This is called Kashi Vishwanath Mahadev. And this was installed by Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta. He also installed Chitrapal Mahadev, Gopeshwar Mahadev in Yogpeet also, in Navadvip Mayapur. And you see again on the walls, there is Kartikeya Murthy found underground. There is Ganesh Murthy found underground. There is Nandi Murthy found underground. There is Bringidev Murthy also found underground. And Navagraha Murthy also found underground. One demon came, Kala Pahad. He attacked this temple that time. Whatever breaking he did, the big Shila with Navagraha is there on the under the tree there. There is a Kalpavruksha tree, Ganesh Bhatt, Siddha Ganesh Bhatt. Next to that is Surya Murthy. Next to that is Ganesh Murthy and a long Shila having Navagrahas. This is in short the glory of Alalnath Bhagwan. Let us all pray to Lord Alalnath that by the mercy of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Acharyas, he should be always visible to us as two-armed flute-playing Krishna. Thai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much. Haribol.